you have decided to catch up on the Kennedy Malloy Drive Show. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the big Friday. That's right, Friday edition. Our favourite day of the week, because we're not far from knockoffs as we speak. Even in isolation, it's the best drink of the week. Welcome to Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hi, Mick Malloy.
Hello Dangerous Dave.
Happy Friday, Jane.
Both
Mick.
Of you have huge weekends planned. We'll get to that in just a moment. But being a Friday, as always, Clown of the Week is up on blocks, and there's some big stories coming out of that particular segment, let me tell you. And Jane, you feature heavily. I'm sorry.
Again.
As weeks have gone, you've had a shocker. Mm. And we all know it's medical related. In a lovable, brilliant way that only you can do, and we've bagged up a few moments that you might enjoy.
All right. Well, someone who feels like they've been hit on the head as well is Donald Trump. So we'll be talking about him with Chaz Licadello, who has a great show that is on the ABC tonight, 8:15.
You'd love to watch that. ABC, get involved. We'll have the weekend review. You've got a big weekend going on. We're going to speak to Ella Hooper, who's working with you. On a musical project over the weekend. Can't wait to get to the bottom of that. Ross Noble.
Yes.
Wow, that's a bonus from a Friday.
We love him dearly. The psychotic ramblings of a very funny man. It's always a pleasure to be on the receiving end. And he's got an exciting new podcast news, so we'll get to the bottom of that.
Great. That sounds like a full tank.
Well, we'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. We're going to give Greg Norman's house a run. And
you've seen it.
So much to get through Friday.
How are you going?
You're hosting, as we said, Jane. Your musical
co-hosting with Jane Gazzo tonight. It's called State of the Music. Yeah, and it's great.
It's Gadinsky's brainchild. It's stars coming from home. You've come a long way since you first started singing in coffee shops. And it's a big,
move
for you, isn't it? Well, you did. And this was brought to our attention by Eddie Maguire on The Hot Breakfast, which is our breakfast show in our Melbourne office.
And he's being complimentary, by the way.
Yeah, that's one way of looking at it.
He
first brought it up. We played his bit, and then we obviously responded. They were at it again today on The Hot Breakfast. Have a listen.
Oh, really?
Yesterday, late in the show, Ed almost forgot about this. You let through just a little bit of an interesting anecdote around our own Jane Kennedy.
Yeah, Dylan started in coffee shops and that type of thing, and pubs, and, you know, that was the type of thing I was trying to invoke.
Certainly didn't feel like it, but anyway.
Good on you, Jane.
Do you want to retract your statement that Jane was in coffee
shops? No, I stand by that, no. We're serving coffee there as well.
I
was painting a word picture.
To say you're on the pub rock scene that Jane was in coffee shops.
Jeez. In between Palmer's being served.
He's doubled down.
Yeah.
So you weren't a pub girl, you were a coffee shop girl.
I was a pub
girl. That's where you cut your teeth, in coffee shops.
No, never.
With a little slice of Danish or something.
I wish that I had, because it was a very cool thing in those days to sing
Name
in
the pubs
coffee
you played
shop.
At. Name some pubs.
Hatter's Castle.
Oh, yeah.
It's not really a pub. That was like a more of a wine bar.
Was not. Oh, my God. Tell everybody you know that.
Skinny
not
Dog.
True.
That
Skinny
wasn't
Dog.
A pub. Skinny
that
Dog?
Was a pub. The Skinny Dog.
Did you play there?
What do you mean? Mick, you don't
the
believe that
dog
I played
was
the
a
Skinny
pub.
Dog. The Skinny Dog is a pub. Don't worry. Everyone knows what I'm talking about. I played there. We played lots of gigs. And, grassroots rock and roll, stroke acoustic.
A bit fake lawn, I would call
performer.
It. Would you, now, if Highly Strung came back, would you play in a coffee, would you start in a coffee shop again?
Or no. Well, tell me what coffee shops are around now that you play. No way. Oh,
Gloria Jeans or somewhere.
Oh, yeah, right.
You could go
on tour. A mocha latte and a Neil Young song. No, that's not what's going to happen. Ridiculous. I'll tell you what I was doing today, which I'm just still calming down from.
Yes, what?
We've had an incident with the dog. She, let's just say, she's got a very long coat.
Dog straight horse.
Indy.
Dog stroke horse, Indy the dog. Mm. And she was a little bit woofy.
Right.
What do you mean?
Not woof, woof.
Well, there was something that was going on under all that fur towards her backside. That,
a dag. It was a dag. A hanging Chad, let's call it.
Yeah. Yes. As it turns out, you know, it was quite on the bugle, as you would say.
Okay.
Yeah. So tried to investigate and cut it. So when you approach a dog with scissors,
yes,
they're not going to do much. So when she's 50-kilo dog trying to hold her down, that didn't work. I thought, I'm going to have to get her in the shower. So
you
I had
a shower
with
Indy?
Yeah, I had a shower with Indy.
Please tell me you have
tricky.
A picture of that. That will be my new favourite Instagram since you went through the car wash with the windows down.
Yes.
Do you remember that
And
day?
I got drenched and she kept dry. Well, this time I got drenched as well because I had to manoeuvre a 50-kilo Leonberger into the shower because it had the hose that you could take off, and I could whoosh it around. Anyway, I got to the root of the problem.
Well, as you know, as we've been told by the commentators at Crofts, when a dog's got to go, he's got to go. Have you got that there?
Well ahead of the dog. Well ahead of the dog. Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. If the dog go behind you, you can lose control. Whoops! Oh, no! Oh, and it was a good run, too. Well, a dog's got to do what a dog's got to do. What a shame. Oh, dear. Disqualified. What was the reason for the disqualification? Now, that's not very nice.
No, it's not nice, and it wasn't nice what I had to cut out in the shower with scissors with the dog,
Blaming it on the dog again, are we? You were waffle stomping. That's my.
Oh my God!
All right,
John,
let's not go
I had to
there.
Flush it down the toilet.
All right, we better get into it, Dave. I'm going to come back and talk about your weekend because there's some bourbon drinking going on, and I'm not sure I approve.
All right,
hey Mickey, what's this song we're playing?
This is our Friday song, people. Thank God it's Friday. We love it. This is to put you in a good mood. Come on,
the QR Friday. I'm in love, and up next, Clown of the Week.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
There are many contenders.
Shove a sock down a throat.
Defecating on streets.
He's gone to sleep.
But it can't always be this guy.
Knock, knock. May I come in?
Who will be...
The clown. The complete clown.
Clown of the week.
Sellmycar.com.au. Cash for your car. Fast.
Well done, Sell My Car. Yeah. More cars out in the roads. We can see it's about
That's
to fire back
have,
up.
Yep.
So give them a call. Go with the biggest and the best in the business. That's what I always say.
We love
give us
him
a call.
On board,
133
Kennedy Malloy. Thank you.
133353. Yeah. If you want to get involved, please don't call about Jane Kennedy because we've already received many calls and letters.
What do you
and
mean? Please don't.
We
call
will
about
be having a look at your behaviour a little later on
right.
in the segment.
Oh,
nice you've had a big week. You've had a big week. What some might describe as a shocker.
Really?
In a good way.
You know. I'm still recovering.
Correct. You've been hit on the head.
That's true.
And we get
been hit
so,
on the head.
So it's all understandable, of course.
All right. Shall we go to someone
to
who...
Who do you want to start with,
Jane? Of the week time. Well, someone who sounds like she's been hit on the head. I want to start with Senator Michaela Cash, who we love
for her incredible enthusiasm. If you hit her on the head, it'd make a tinny sound. Ding. Ding, ding. Like you're hitting,
All right.
Aluminium can.
If you've got the radio up nice and loud, get ready for this. Because you just hear the full impact of it. Yeah. Let's hear from Senator Michaela Cash.
Bad call from the government is go and have a curry for the...
Go and have a curry for the... Hey! I'm going to tell the Prime Minister that one. A curry for the country. I love it. I love Indian food. It's my favourite food. I promise you I will do that.
That's interesting, because normally people who are on meth don't want to eat anything.
She was asked about her intense love of, you know, and a journalist said, "Will you like the expression curry for the country?" And it really tickled her fancy, didn't it?
Yeah. That's right.
We had to follow it up.
What tickled my fancy is when she rang into the show to explain herself, and she was just as excited.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, Mick.
Have you had a curry for the country?
Oh, curry for the country. I've had a Weet-Bix for the weekend, mate. I'm having a burger for Byron, a schooner for the schools, and Subway for the suburbs. I'm going all
out. What about a yogurt? Who would you have a yogurt for?
Oh, mate. You're pushing it now. A yogurt for Yarrambat. There you go. Yarrambat. I believe that's somewhere in Victoria, isn't it?
Go and have a lie down.
Did I tell you I love Indian? Oh.
Yarrambat, by the way. Excellent golf course in Yarrambat. if you're
well,
in the
you
area.
Well, you know all about golf courses. Yeah. Hey, who do you want to clown? Go.
Well, Donald Trump. We're not going to go into this because we've got Chas Licciardello coming up. His show's on tonight. But Nancy Pelosi, in a moment of genius, has managed to absolutely throw a haymaker in the president's direction.
As far as the president is concerned, he's our president, and I would rather he not be taking something that has not been approved by the scientist, especially in his age group and in his, shall we say, weight group, what is morbidly obese, they say.
If you ever want to insult me, Jane, just throw out the phrase morbidly obese and the job is done.
I am so impressed with her stoicism.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's a very brave woman. Right on the chin, and you know he's been thrown him. He's been totally in a loop all week. Yeah. Who else, Jane?
I'd like to clown Justin Bieber.
Oh, Bieber.
Saying on Facebook this week that he regrets not saving himself for marriage. Oh, my God.
But if I could go back and, like, not have to face some of the bad, like, hurt, yeah, I would have probably saved myself for marriage, probably. We went there. I would have probably saved myself for marriage.
I don't know if I'd say the same, but we had different experiences.
Yeah, that's his wife, Hayley, saying, Do you feel mean like we've covered for other people or for him?
Good on him, but because you know he's got a giant wang.
Well, is he?
Justin Bieber has one. Remember we saw it in Fiji or something. He was on a boat naked. It's as big as Richard Wilkins.
That big.
It's pretty big. He's a bit out of proportion for his size.
Hey, we've got some callers. Let's get on the line. Leanne's on the line. Leanne, who do you want to clown?
I want to clown Dave for being a tight ass with his fish and chips.
Oh. A dangerous Dave
This is outrageous.
Not buying $56 fish and chips in a family pack for his family of four. And yet, check this out, Leanne. He's gone and bought himself a $75 bottle of Gentleman Jack's bourbon for the weekend.
Outrageous.
So you can hear the kids' tummies rumbling. You can hear the kids' tummies rumbling. No flathead for you. No whiting for you. But a whole heap of Gentleman Jack's for me. How do you feel about that,
Dave? $56 though, Leanne. That's a bit over the top, isn't it?
Oh, get over it.
Two adults.
We've told you, a piece of fish costs $10 at least.
Well, I'm not at the Alfred and Fish Shop in Ballarat. $5.50 for a piece of flake. So thanks for that caller.
What sea does that come from?
I don't know.
That's been in the freezer for a long time, mate.
Good point, Leanne. A case of Brick Lane
and
coming
to our Rob Thomas Garrard session as well for all our callers.
Coming to the Rob Thomas Garrard session.
He's going
to
be that's special.
A great
him and his living room.
Leanne.
Yeah.
Awesome. Where are you calling from, Leanne? Where are you calling from?
Narang Bar in Brisbane.
What happens there? What's the big thing in Narang Bar?
Easygoing lifestyle.
You seem to have adopted it and done well. Okay, thank you very much. Gary's on the line. Gary, who do you want to clown?
Hey, Mickey, Jane. Definitely a guy that was reported the other day in Broadie stopped to grab a kebab, left his car running in Broadie, and guess what happened?
What?
Car got stolen.
So if you go to Broadmeadows in Victoria and Melbourne,
if you go to Broadmeadows and leave your keys in the car and the engine running, you'd want to get rid of that car.
Correct.
No need to call carsales.com. He's got
nice one.
Can I just say this, and I mean this genuinely, anyone who's after a kebab probably shouldn't be driving because they're already driving.
Correct.
That's the head off there. Okay, we're going to take some more calls after this.
Yeah, we're still going to clown.
We've got plenty more to clown.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We've got Chaz, we've got Ella Hooper, we've got Ross Noble, all still to come. A week in review. It's a massive Friday, Kennedy Malloy. But now, thanks to sellmycar.com.au, it's Clown of the Week.
And we are literally motoring through it as we speak. David's on the line. David, who do you want to clown?
Hey, Mick. G'day, Jane. South Wales Assistant Commissioner, Deputy Commissioner of Police, Jeff Loy, had his unmarked police car stolen off his driveway down in Sutherland.
So I read this story. So he left the car unlocked, unmarked, in his front driveway, and it's gone the way of the kebab driver from Broadmeadows.
Pretty much.
That is a good story.
Oh, that's tough.
Hey, that's going to be a sheepish day at work, isn't it? When you're the New South Wales Assistant Commissioner and you have to report your car stolen. Okay, from where? My front house.
Doing his own investigation.
That's it, David. You got yourself a slab of Brick Lane. We'll give you the base lager. There you go. Pat's on the line. Pat, where are you calling from?
Moffs Harbour, mate.
Moffs Harbour. Triple M, alma mater.
Yeah.
Up there. Do you know, earlier in the week, we were talking about France having to sell the Mona Lisa for $89 billion to pay off their debts. And we said, what is it Australia could hock or sell to pay off the debt? Without question, the most popular item from all around the country was the big banana.
Yeah.
I reckon it would be, mate.
Would you feel about that? Yeah. Would you be okay with that?
Well, we've got a lot of blueberries growing in the area now, and so we could replace it with a big blueberry.
Oh, it doesn't have the same ring to it, mate, the big blueberry. No. Sorry.
It's not as funny as when you leave school. And I had my school lose at Coffs Harbour. Five of us went there. Yeah. It's not as funny photos there.
Did you go to the big banana?
Of course we did.
Yeah, big banana's great.
Jane was just a banana once.
I'm just saying, the photos are funnier at the big banana than they would be at the big blueberry. Yeah. Trust me.
Okay. Who do you want to clown?
Anastasia Palaszczuk,
who has closed the border and is going to keep the borders closed till September. Is that right?
Yeah, what a joke.
As long as they're open in time for schoolies week, that's all I care about. Because as a bona fide toolie, it's an important part of my calendar. And you can't keep the Goldie to yourself.
It doesn't seem fair.
She's got a big war going with the New South Wales Premier. I call it Australia's Gaza Strip. They've got to build a wall. They've got to do something. I tell you what, the New South Wales Premier bit off a blue with the WA Premier, and he came out swinging. Listen to this.
I can see Australia not reaching its potential if premiers don't take down their borders.
New South Wales had the Ruby Princess. I mean, seriously? And they're trying to give us advice on our borders?
Bang,
seriously?
That'll do. I mean, there it is. The Ruby Princess will shut down anyone from New South Wales, I would have thought.
Hey, we could send Pat too. He can go to watch Rob Thomas.
Of course.
Oh, Rob Thomas.
You've got invite Pat, to that as well, Pat.
Live from Coffs Harbour. You don't have to leave your lounge room, mate. Yeah. You're going.
Piped into your house.
Good on you.
Yeah. Okay. I've got a couple. Yeah. Have you a fire one, Jane? You go.
Yeah, no. I just wanted to talk about, this was something that perhaps your girlfriend, your ex-girlfriends might have wanted to have on board. It's called the cuddle curtain. It was an invention by a young guy so he could embrace his nan. Let's have a listen.
What could be better than an anti-COVID cuddle curtain? Unbridled joy as Anthony Corvin's nan got a guidelines-compliant hug. He had taped some long sleeves into a shower curtain.
I went to go see my nan a couple of times in the garden, and you'd leave thinking, I'm missing just that interaction, that hug. So then I decided to come up with this idea.
Yeah. Somehow. I'm suggesting unbridled joy seeing his nan. That's going a little over the top.
Some girls would have loved to have had their hands on that. Yeah. Hi, honey, I'm home. Yep. Get in the cuddle curtain.
Arms in.
Arms in. That's it. No kissing. All right. What about the priest? The priest.
Oh, this is innovative, actually.
This is how he dishes out the holy water. Here's a story for you.
In a bid to practice social distancing during the pandemic, the priest used the squirt gun to shoot holy water at parishioners. The priest told one media outlet he was a little concerned about how the Vatican might react, but says, quote, I haven't heard anything yet.
I've got the hands full. And you know, in other news, he uses a super soaker for a baptism. It really frightens the kids, but they get on with it. All right. Now, before we leave this segment, we need to turn our attention to the antics of Jane Kennedy over the course of the week. Oh. Full disclosure, Jane was hit on the head after a serious fall, and she's not been quite right.
No, you haven't been the same.
She's like our special team member lately, and she's had a big week. I'm going to walk you through a couple of my favourite moments on the show this week. You may have heard us talking about Justin Bieber just before. Earlier in the week, I went to introduce the topic on air for the first time. Mm. Here's how it went down. Justin Bieber said if he went back in time, he wouldn't have premarital sex.
Really? I feel like we've done this before. Have I been hit on the head?
Well, I think we spoke about it off air.
Oh, James.
Oh, did we?
You know you're on here right now, don't you?
I am.
Okay.
I'm just.
Do you want me to start again?
I know that Justin Bieber says, no, sweetie. Don't call me sweetie. I'm totally fine. I just wanted to know, have we talked about Justin Bieber wanting to wish he was a virgin? All right, go to a break now.
Don't call me sweetie should be the title of your autobiography.
Thank you. I love it.
Good. Okay, what about this moment when we were talking about your Zoom background, which I have to look at every day, and you were adding to it, and you made a new addition, and you just went off mic as you went to put in your new jellyfish light lava lamp on the back curtain. Have a listen. What you've bought is a fake jellyfish.
It looks fantastic.
In a cylinder.
Yep. It's an aquarium.
Looks like a little lava lamp or something.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like a lava lamp. I'm just going to put it in the background.
All right.
Okay, you're off mic, by the way. She's pottering around like a 96-year-old
woman. Doesn't feel like she's on the air.
I reckon she's got the Rona.
She's
talking to herself.
The Rona.
I reckon she's got the Rona.
I reckon she's got the Rona, the corona.
No, we think it's affected me.
All right.
Just
what about?
Me, I'm allowed to do that. Oh, no, what about more?
We've heard you. Yeah, there's more. There's a lot more. We've heard you chewing on air.
Yeah.
We've heard you doing a lot of things on air.
Swearing.
Swearing on air. That's a regular occurrence. Actually, we heard you drinking a milkshake.
Yeah.
On air. Have a listen. It's not a hotel room. Thank you. We know beer. Excuse me.
What was that?
Oh, jeez.
Jeez, since I had to wear a neck brace, I have to drink drinks with a straw.
Dennis, what was your observation of Jane?
Mate, I thought she was pulling a cone.
Mate, get a grip, will you?
It's a radio. I can't see you.
You don't know.
Dude, I'm a mother of five.
She's made herself a homemade bong.
I would not know how to make a bong if I tried.
Oh,
I wouldn't have a clue.
That makes sense when you consider the purchase of a lava lamp with jellyfish in it. I think that does sound. And if we've got time for one more to go out on, what about the day Jane, during the Song Whisperer, decided to steal the thunder of a man who'd been rang in? It was his big moment to be on air, and here's what happened.
Hey, Ismet, what is your... Oh, okay. I can see what your song is, and I love this song.
What, do you want to say my guess then, Jay?
Oh, no, yes. Oh, Ismet.
I don't
mind
that.
You say it.
She's Always a Woman to Me by Billy Joel.
Yeah, who steals a guy's song? But she's
always a woman to me.
Thanks, mate. We're closing up. Thanks, Billy.
this is real life now. This is me saying Ismet was encouraging me. He was being pleasant. He was. You're saying, Jane, do you want to say it then? Because you're so happy about it. Also,
well
I want to just clown Dave for singing along to that song, by the way.
There it is. All right, Jane, you've earned it. You have a lie down this weekend. Yeah, you've had a shower with your dog today. I want you to really look after yourself.
I'm still recovering.
We'll hit the ground running on Monday.
Coming up is our crime report. Chaz from The Chaser, Ross Noble, Ella Hooper and more. Stick around.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
I need to report a crime.
Kennedy Malloy's crime report.
It is Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy.
And we take a serious look at crime and all its manifestations around the world. Jane, would you like to kick us off, please?
Well, we go to Hong Kong where protests over the proposed legislation that would allow criminal suspects to be extradited to mainland China.
That's right.
There have been 16,000 rounds of tear gas have been fired amongst people there. Many
terrible.
In densely populated districts.
Yep.
So what do you think some people would cash in and do? An ice cream shop owner has decided to create a flavour called tear gas flavour.
Wow.
Okay.
And what does it do? Does it make you cry?
Oh, it just gives you a really harsh feeling. It feels like breathing in tear gas. It's roasted whole black peppercorns. He makes them into gelati. It's a bit hot, he says, but we want to emphasise its aftertaste, which is a sensation of irritation in the throat. He did start experimenting with wasabi and mustard, but the black pepper was the closest to tear gas with its throat irritating effects.
Yeah, that's not what I'm actually looking for my trip to a Mr. Whippy van. is some kind of...
That's an evil Mr. Whippy van.
That's a, have you got... What would that Mr. Whippy van sound like? Have we got that?
Yeah, here he comes now.
A bit ominous. Here he comes. Oh, let's run out. No! Right of the Valkyries.
Wow.
That's
Mr. Whippy van music is spooky anyway.
No! All right, there you go. Hey, yeah, I've got one for you.
Yeah.
Let's go to America. The Louisiana Police Department said they've made an arrest after initially asking for the public's help to identify two people suspected of stealing while wearing watermelons on their heads. Now, I'm all for armed robbery. Yeah, don't get me wrong. Okay. If we've all thought about knocking over a 7-Eleven, but do it with some pride, please. There's a time and a place for wearing a watermelon on your head. It's called the cricket.
That's right.
You pop it on your head and you act like an idiot and you're in the outfield. You don't try and seriously rob someone wearing a watermelon on your head. This is the worst I've heard since the guy who knocked over the 7-Eleven with the drawn-on sunnies.
It's really hard to call that out a watermelon. Trust me, I've tried to do it for a tequila watermelon party, and that takes a lot of effort. So they did.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah, what?
Well, you core out a watermelon and you fill it with alcohol, don't you?
So at this tequila watermelon party, was there anyone else invited, or was it just you?
Maybe
who was there?
Ask other people.
You know what you should do?
Move on.
Put some tear gas gelati in that.
Oh yeah.
Actually, that would be a treat. See, I would.
And you're away. Here's a good one. Yeah. It's a good one for Triple M. Have you got this, Janet?
Yeah, this is a guy who was at home. He had two men who broke into his house. They threatened him and his wife with a knife at about 1:50 a.m. in the morning. They demanded he hand over the keys to his Mercedes, which was parked in the driveway. But guess what he did? He didn't grab anything. He wanted to defend the honour of his home and his family. He grabbed his electric bass guitar.
He chased
the pair down the road. He says it was his
wielding the axe.
Heaviest bass guitar. And glass shattered everywhere because he did. He made a big noise. They jumped in a getaway car and he smashed the glass in the car. So one of them pulled out the knife and they're still trying to have an attack at him. But well done for treating your guitar like a battle axe.
I would do the same with my cowbell. Okay, guys, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. Ding, ding. I'm going to have to ask you to leave. Hey.
Oh, I'm scared.
Do you know what? If I owned a guitar and I wanted to rappel two unwanted people from my house. He could have just broken into some Billy Joel.
How dare you?
Come
on.
Maybe some Eagles. Put some Eagles in there. Maybe some Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, now you're being
Hey, guys, I've got plenty more where this came from.
the guitar's all right, by the way. It's just got a few scratches. Just wanted to let you
Well, that's fantastic. I look forward to seeing that on Crime Stoppers. That would be...
That's a ripper. No,
what about this bloke? He's broken in. He's decided he wanted a night at the museum. He's broken in. He's taken a cowboy hat off the shelves and then photographed himself with his head in dinosaur jaws and in front of all the...
Happens when you're in lockdown.
Yes, he's good. Hey, Anne's on the phone. Anne, what did you want to call about?
It's Anne-Marie,
is it?
Yeah, Jane, I was just saying that you don't need to take the watermelon out, just inject the vodka into it.
Oh, interesting.
Oh.
And it dissolves the fruit.
Thank you so much for that tip.
A slab of Brick Lane coming your way. The pale ale for you, Emery. Do you know what?
And
we've all done that
Rob
before.
Rob Thomas.
Rob Thomas, bang. That's going to be a night of nights.
Do you know,
I'm aware of that hack. And, in fact, that's what we used to do as kids, going to the football. It's just into an orange, syringe full of vodka. Bang, bang, bang. I hope you're writing this down. I've got a fact sheet at home.
Drink responsibly.
Track down the old syringe. That might be.
And I'm sure you've got a couple from the old days.
Kids Panadol syringes.
What are we doing?
We've got plenty of those.
Okay, I think we've got this covered.
Yeah, I think we're there.
When we come back, what are we doing, Dave?
Chaz from The Chaser, and he's got a brand new show on the ABC tonight, talking politics with him next.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Big week in American politics, and quite frankly, it defeats me. I'm twitching on the canvas. I don't know how to digest it all. So we've abrogated all our responsibility in this department to someone who knows it better than us, who spends his life digesting it, from Planet America, which I'm guessing the Fireside Chat is on again tonight. It's Chaz Licciardello. Awesome. How are you, Chaz?
Hey,
are you
Chaz.
On tonight?
I am on tonight, and I hope you guys spare 10 hours if you want me to cover everything that's happened this week.
So there's been some seismic stuff coming out of the White House. He's fully blown attack on a president from the past, which he's calling Obamagate.
Yes.
The unveiling of the Space Force flag, which is one of my favourite moments of the week. Did you happen to see that?
I did. I did. I thought I was watching Veep. I was trying to change channels to the news channel.
What about the markings on it?
How would you describe it? It's a bit George Jetson, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little bit like the people from Star Trek had a few too many munchies.
And the unveiling of it, and then he's got that, and then he's got his Space Force inspectors there. You can just see the pride in which he took in unveiling a rather juvenile flag.
I felt a little bit like right in the middle of his little parade of two people, he thought to himself, yes, this seemed like a much better idea than it turned out to be. I thought I saw that realisation.
Now, he's had a tough week in some regards, can I mention, and no one knows how to needle him better than Nancy Pelosi, who I'm sure when she knew exactly what she was doing when she dropped this soundbite earlier in the week.
As far as the president is concerned, he's our president, and I would rather he not be taking something that has not been approved by the scientist, especially in his age group and in his, shall we say, weight group, what is morbidly obese, they say.
Oh, bang.
I just can't believe she said it. What do you think of that?
Oh, look, it was very brilliant, I have to say. And you could see that she threw him off because his response was just to call her sick, which is so generic. And then she followed up. She followed up with a 2-for-1 where she said, I didn't realise he'd be that sensitive. So he's that family.
What the genius of it was, because she wasn't saying, ah, you big fatty, she dressed it up in the guise of genuine sympathy for the man.
Yeah.
So it was like she was caring and worried about him. So that was a 10 out of 10 in my book.
Absolutely. I'm so torn because on one hand, it is evil genius. But on the other hand, do we really want the government to consist of an 80-year-old and a 75-year-old trolling each other?
Oh, mate.
That's what we've got.
This is what politics has come to.
Yep. He did another test, of course, and the good news was, well, we're not sure what his news was, and we've got this grab.
And I tested very positively in another sense. So negative. This morning, yeah, I tested positively toward negative, right? So, no, I tested perfectly this morning. Meaning I tested negative.
What is wrong with that man? Why can't he say something that sounds negative about himself?
I'm not exactly sure what that test is, but I'm presuming it's not an English test.
Hey, can I say, and I've always said this is a way to describe Donald Trump, that he's a bit of a snake oil salesman, that he comes from that part of America which was susceptible to snake oil salesmen, evangelicals, people who don't mind backing a fully blown idiot. I used to say he sounded like snake oil, but he is now literally selling snake oil. Hydroxychloroquine has never been proven and never been tested, and yet he's out there telling the world that he's taking it and it's great.
It could be dangerous.
Yeah. If you've got a heart condition, which, by the way, he has, you probably shouldn't be taking it. But it's kind of, I feel like as Australians, we're well familiar with all this because hydroxychloroquine, as far as I can see, is exactly like those holograms that rugby league players used to carry around their wrists to make them extra strong. except for this one kills you. That's the only difference.
Yeah.
Explain to us, and I think I know the answer, but the why he kind of loves terms that a 7 to 5 year old boy would love, like his missiles. He's got a super duper missile. And have a look, and listen to his new operation.
Today I want to update you on the next stage of this momentous medical initiative. It's called Operation Warp Speed.
That means big and it means fast.
Okay. Does this, who's this appealing to?
Well, I think Operation Warp Speed would appeal to the Space Force at the very least. I will say this, that you referred in passing to the Super Duper missile, which is yes. which is an actual missile that goes 17 times as fast as a normal missile. I must admit, I don't know who that was meant to appeal to, but for a second there, I thought he said the Super Duper missile. And then it was talking to me, because I'm really into the Super Duper.
I love him.
Super. Hey, there's a lot to cover. The one really telling moment of the week for me came in the testimony earlier in the week of the whistleblower, Dr. Bright. He was testifying at a Senate committee, and he's basically was punished. He was like one of the top medical officers charged with giving reports. He gave all the information that he gave that he said wasn't acted on, and he was removed from his position. Now, I remember when all this started in Wuhan, and the chief Chinese medical officer came out and said, "This is not good. This is going to be huge," and was removed from office and then wasn't seen. And we all went, "Oh, have a look at that. That's how China behaves." Mm. Is this not exactly the same method operandus as the Chinese?
I've got to say, Mick, I'm kind of shocked here. You are now a journalist. That is absolutely spot on. That hadn't even occurred to me.
It is exactly the same criticism.
It is exactly the same thing. And you're also right that that story was one of the less covered stories of the week. You obviously pay attention. Yeah. And it's very serious because that Bright guy basically said, look, here is everything we did wrong, and here is everything that we need to do from now for it to not be a disaster.
Yes.
And he was completely ignored, and now he's been sacked.
There it is.
And they're just carrying on.
I think he's working at a chemist warehouse now, somewhere out behind the counter. Hey, Chaz, 8:15 tonight, yeah, ABC.
We're really enjoying the show.
We love it, mate.
Thanks so much.
Planet America's Fireside Chat. Thanks for keeping us informed.
Thanks, guys.
That's Chaz.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Jane, the Song Whisperer.
This is Kennedy Molloy, Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy.
Big second hour coming up. So much to get through, including a week in review, which is just always great
fun. Matt Dowd. I hope I'm not made fun of in that.
Yeah, I think you'll find you are. Hang around for that, everyone. Before we get there, though, it's the Song Whisperer, and he's in, and it's time for synopsis, please, Jay.
Two star-crossed lovers are finding their way in the big wide world. The girl has a few issues. The boy, he doesn't care. He loves her. He sees her for who she is. She thinks boy must have his own issues to remain in love with her. She doesn't understand what he sees in her. He understands her, and that's what matters.
Crazy little thing called love.
Ooh. That's not bad.
Not crazy little thing called love, but on the right track.
What about Mad World, Tears for Fears?
Not Tears or Fears.
Do you know, I moved out of two shared households when I was younger, and they rang me up both on both occasions going, when are you coming back to get your record collection? And I would say, what's wrong with Tears for Fears? And now I feel vindicated.
Mate, Songs from the Big Chair, it's a brilliant
songs
record.
Songs from the Big Chair.
Yeah, I agree.
I used to dance like that guy.
Did you?
Yeah, I'll show you one day. I'll demonstrate it. When we get out of my I'll do my Tears for Fears dancing for you. You'll love it.
This is karaoke song.
We're going to hold you to that.
This is my karaoke
song. I was going to suggest Time of My Life. I've had the time. Two star-crossed lovers. Time of my life. Oh,
what about the theme from Ice Castles?
Is it the theme from Ice Castles? Dirty Dancing?
Melissa Manchester.
Oh, Melissa Manchester.
We talked about it during the week. I was inundated with calls and texts from people who knew what I was talking
about. Could be the greatest chick flick of all time. Synopsis again, Jane Kennedy was blind ice dancer, gets rose petals thrown at her as she skates around the ring.
As she went for Olympic glory, Mick.
Jeez. Oh. Were they throwing her around? Did she have a partner? Was it like a Torval and Dean or just a Torval?
No, it was just a Torval without the Dean. A very moving. And Bobby Benson, who remembers him? Robbie Benson. He's now a director.
No idea who you're talking about. 1, 2, 3, 5, 3. You know what we do. It's Song Whisperer. Get involved.
And you might win yourself an invite too to our Rob Thomas Garrard session. Get involved.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Hello.
Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, it's the final hour for the week, and what a better way to boot it home than with Ross Noble.
Oh, yes, for a bit of a chat.
Got a new podcast out. Can't wait to catch up with the rantings, the psycho babble
that
often accompanies the great
and
Ross Noble.
One of our great mates, friend of the show, a great woman, Ella Hooper. She's going to be joining me tonight.
She's working with you tonight.
Yes, she's working tonight with me. So I can't wait to have a chat with her. She's always great to have on our show.
Week in Review is up and running. It is going to be chock-a-block with all the good stuff. And I was right. Greg Norman selling a house for $60 million.
He is. It's a whopper. And it has some very interesting accoutrements to it.
Okay. Well, we'll get to the bottom of that. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to get through. But let's start at the top with the Song Whisperer. Synopsis, please, Jay.
Two star-crossed lovers finding their way in the big wide world. The girl has a few issues. The boy doesn't care. He loves her. He sees her for who she is. She thinks the boy must have his own issues to remain in love with her. She doesn't understand what he sees in her. He understands her, and that's what matters.
Yeah. I think history's shown women are more complicated than men when it comes to...
I think you might be right, yes. Matters of the heart and
she's
the brain.
She's more likely to be crazy.
Crazy?
Brad, have a crack at it, mate. What are you thinking? Lovers, they're not quite right. What do you think?
Romeo and Juliet by Dire Straits.
Oh, Dire Straits. It is a good song, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a good story song.
Yeah.
It's a good story song. It ticks a lot of boxes. Mm. Jay!
Not correct.
I'll tell you what, though. Brad, we're going to get you an invite to our Rob Thomas Garrard session.
Yes, come
along. We'll get all our Song Whisperer callers all get invites. Nice.
Everyone gets a ticket.
Successful or otherwise, get a ticket to our Rob Thomas Garage session, which is shaping up as a rolled gold beauty.
It's an exclusive
from his house to your house.
Yeah. Yes, no interference. It's like you're Skyping with the guy.
Completely.
It's like he's there addressing you and you alone.
You can talk to him. He'll listen to you.
How good is that? Richard's on the line. Richard.
Hi, Richard.
What's the song?
Hey, happy Friday. I think it may be Jessie's Girl.
Oh, my God.
Little sidebar. Jessie's Girl is the song that inspired this segment and Jay were driving to Newcastle in the car together, and Jay described the synopsis of a song to me, and I tried to guess it, and it turned out to be Jessie's Girl, and I had no friggin' idea. And we thought, I reckon that might stump a few of our listeners around Australia. Jay, Jessie's Girl?
No, not Rick Springfield.
Oh, damn.
But
right,
Rob Thomas for you.
Yeah, you're off. Hello, Greg. How are you going?
Good, thanks, guys. How are you going?
Where are you calling from?
The Gap in Brisbane.
What happens at the Gap?
We're just at the base of Mount Coosa there, so a really nice little area and lots of trails and, good spot.
A few dead bodies, a couple of cults.
Hey, this is a song about two star-crossed lovers, and I think you're really, really hot with this one. Tell us your thoughts.
The ultimate love story, Jackie and Diane.
John Mellencamp. John Mellencamp. John Mellencamp.
Little Diddy.
The living is gone.
It is not Jack and
Diane. It's not.
No.
We could be in trouble.
For you. Yep. Craig.
All right. Hello.
G'day,
Craig.
Fellas. How are we?
Good, mate.
Yeah, good. Yeah. What's your thoughts, Craig?
It's the Stranger, Billy Joel.
Great song.
Wow. Okay, I've got a new worst song from Billy Joel. It's called The Stranger.
It's not a little Billy bit soft, Joel. That one.
No. Hey, what about the Cars? The Cars had a song. What was the Cars song?
What are you talking about?
You might think I'm crazy.
A nice one, Mick.
That's a good one.
There goes the comment.
You've just given that a
buzzer. And you can get win tickets to Rob Thomas.
What are you doing that out of the blue? Why are you just saying that? You never do that.
Just decided it's over.
Oh, look.
Yeah,
here
came
it is.
To you. Shut your trap.
No. Nice one.
Do I get Rob Thomas? Right
away. Yes, you're going to Rob Thomas.
Yeah.
Did anyone have it? I didn't ruin it, did I?
No, well, you've done
ruined
it now.
It.
Oh,
you ruined it for everybody. What a pity.
No. Can we dump that?
Ross Noble up next.
Too late.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We always love it when a friend of the show pops in for a bit of a chin wag I say he's been working hard from his home base, but it's more like piss farting about, really, than hard work.
Hard.
It's always entertaining, and I love catching up with him, and we've got a couple of big announcements. But please welcome to the show, Ross Noble. Oh, how awesome. Are you, Ross?
Hello. How are you?
Describe where you are right now and what you're doing, please. I always like to paint the picture for the audience out there.
I'm currently standing on, I think veranda is something of a grandiose word for it. It's a bit of decking that needs repair. It's borderline. Imagine like a pirate ship after a bit of a battle. That's what I'm standing on right now. I'm looking out across the valley, and there's a shooting like a clay pigeon club, and they've just come back. So it really feels like a pirate ship. I feel like the cannons are going off, and that's where I am. But you know what? I'm actually quite optimistic. I'm quite ebullient, quite upbeat. You know.
So I'll tell you why I know you're upbeat, Ross Noble, is because you've announced some tour dates, and these are live. These aren't Zoom tours. These aren't things. You've already penciled in some tour dates, which are starting September. So you're confident that we're all going to be up and running and back in the theatre by September this year.
Yeah. The all the shows that I had to cancel, I'm going to try and finish off the last of the tour dates in September. So, I mean, it might be that everyone has to come in with a large fish tank on their head.
But that's okay.
You know what you need for your audience? The cuddle curtain. Have you heard about the cuddle curtain? Cuddle curtain is a shower curtain that has sleeves so that you can cuddle your grandma. And I feel if you and everyone in your audience was to wear a cuddle curtain, surely you could even do some audience participation with.
I think you've mistaken me for some kind of lap dancer. I'm more than happy to have an orchestra pit and a bit of a distance between me and the front row. The idea of having some sort of plastic sheet that people are allowed to fondle me, so
I will allow it.
Optimistic view as well, and we say it's a good idea for September and October.
I love the towns you're going to. Albury, Gympie, Toowoomba, Redcliffe, Ipswich, Lismore, The Gong, Cessnock, Newcastle. These are all great regional centres. I'll be hanging out for some top shelf comedy.
Well, fingers crossed.
I think there's a jail in Cessnock you could do. I'll tell you a story I heard. This is from the Cessnock one day, that all the prison warders backed and won in every single race at the Cessnock races, and apparently they got the tips from the prisoners.
I thought you were going to say that they just the next year, none of them showed up. They just let all the doors open and just went, "Nah, we're rich now."
How's the bunker going?
Oh yeah. Bunker's a lot of fun. I've been in there. I've been doing my Instagram thing there.
The Instagram live.
Yeah. What's hilarious though is the fact that every now and again I've been popping up on the project. I've been in my bunker, and then no problem at all. Australian broadcast media, absolutely fine. I did a thing for the UK TV, and they freaked out and said that you're not allowed to show weaponry on the telly. They went, "You're surrounded by weapons and bows and arrows and stuff. We can't show hunting knives on the TV."
Good Lord.
So they said they were going to have to pixelate it out. Whereas in this country, nobody even batted an eyelid.
Let's be honest. You're broadcasting as a top-shelf comedian, not the Unabomber. It's not like, it's not like that you're in there writing a manifesto. You're trying to entertain the world.
And you're also busy too. I see you've got a podcast coming up as well, Ross Noble Podcast.
This is your
love of music videos. I share this with you
awesome.
So much.
Oh, great. Well,
it's called Ross Noble Podcast, by the way, which is confusing to me. Oh, no, it's not. It's a podcast, and it's Ross Noble.
Off all night thinking of that one. And because I was looking at it, and I was thinking, you know what? There's not enough podcasts in the world.
I should call it.
Well, you're very good at them.
And we can't see the weaponry in the background, which is fantastic, I find. I want to point out, I want to give a clap out to our producer, Jay Mueller, who produces that particular podcast, amongst others. It's on his Bad Producer podcast. And some of the best in the country come from this stable. Team effort, Childproof, Ed Cavalier podcast, Ross Noble podcast, the Final World Cricket podcast, the greatest season that was, the Garrett podcast, Game Changers, the columnist. These are.
Is that what he's up to when our show's going to air and when Jay's
on the phone? That's why he turns up late and leaves early.
He works out of the car park underneath the building.
It's his office, is it?
He siphons off all of the internet. He's got a cable and a legal run down there, and that's how he does it. No, he's very good. He's very good, and I think we're going to. The general idea is that it's basically I'm picking out. Because I sit and watch music videos all the time. Sure. And what we do is we look at music videos and then we basically try and work out what the story is. We deconstruct them. And my favorite thing is that we try and work out whether or not the actions in the video would trouble moths. That's the big thing.
Godfather.
And when does the first episode drop? When does that happen?
Well, officially, we've released one episode, but it's 35 minutes long. And I think this is how it's going to go. It's 35 minutes of me essentially setting up what the podcast is. So we don't actually get around to any videos. Right. It's kind of a 35-minute thing. If you like rambly, if you just like long, rambly nonsense,
yes,
then... it's the thing for you.
That's good exactly stuff. What we want to hear.
All right, mate. Well, thanks for swinging by. We appreciate it. And,
thank you.
Instagram Live is up and running. Get involved. Very funny. Good on you, mate.
All right, take care.
See
Ross
ya.
Noble. Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And this is an initiative. It is from the Victorian government, but everybody can watch it. And, you know... Everybody's missing out, I know I am, on going to see live music. You can't
Tell
go and see band
it.
Play, you can't go and see anything, you can't do anything. So this initiative, with Michael Gudinski and Mushroom Group, which we've talked about, they've decided to bring the music to your lounge room. And that is a very big involved thing because you've got to get all the musicians everywhere in their homes and they're performing for everyone.
It's like herding cats, musicians, aren't they? They're very hard to organise. Good luck with that.
They've called it the State of Music. This is episode 4, which is streaming tonight at 7:30 p.m.
Who's hosting it?
Well, Jane Gazzo, who we know.
Oh, she's fantastic. She knows music. She loves music. She's spent a lifetime
That's true, devoting herself to it. And another woman called Jane Kennedy.
Who started her singing career and playing career in coffee shops.
You say coffee shops.
You did. You used to sing in coffee shops.
I'm a pub girl from way back. But I'm so thrilled to announce tonight that you'll be able to see amongst Andrew Stockdale, Wolf Mother.
Oh, wow.
He's a bit loopy. Did I hear he's a bit loopy?
He's crazy.
You need to bring him.
He's in a good way.
Hoodoo Gurus, beautiful Kate Sobrano,
fantastic.
The Angels and the Teskey Brothers.
Wow.
And our beautiful friend, Ella Hooper, who we've got on the line.
Ella Hooper, hello, friend Ella. Of the show, I like to say.
Hi. Lovely intro. And what a lineup. Holy moly.
Oh, isn't that a great lineup? I know.
It's
surprise collaborations along the way as well. It's really put together well. And people, all you have to do is go onto Facebook or YouTube, and at 7:30 it starts streaming, and you get to see the show. I'm really excited. And
great stuff. Great to
have you. Seriously.
What will you be doing, Ella, for us? Can you preview it?
Look, I don't know that I can say, because I might be part of one of those secret.
There's a few secret names, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a few really interesting cross-pollinations and collaborations. And like you were saying, I don't know how they pull this together. We are like herding cats. We're a mess at the best of times. But this has come together so beautifully. And I was watching the last one was a Paul Kelly sort of based one. And obviously PK was doing his songs and all these other performers were doing their takes on his stuff and joining in. And it's really special. So I think it's the best thing to come out of lockdown.
Can you describe your house for us? What can we expect when we dial up? I'm sitting at home. I see Ella Hooper come up. What am I going to see? Which room are you coming from?
It's what you would imagine. It's very hippy dippy. There are lots of candles. There's lots of cloths hanging over lamps and a lot of.
Oh my God, I'm so behind.
It's a dream.
Nicole's my room where I do my broadcasting from, a Nana's lounge. I've got one cushion, but you know, boys aren't big into cushions.
We've all gotten into a bit of a home deck with this whole Zoom thing. You're like, what is Zoom showing behind me? What should I work? I'll move the washing and make sure there's nothing weird in the back.
Ella, what's it like being at home for so long? Because you are so used to touring. You've been touring for the last couple of years so much, you and Killing Heidi.
It was a rude shock. The biggest shift, because we were touring every single weekend with some of the bands on this lineup. Actually, we were touring with the Angels and Baby Animals and all these great Oz rock icons. Yeah. And just every gig was getting better than the last. And then suddenly it was over.
So you were in mid-tour when the boom dropped on this.
Absolutely.
Do you remember where you were were when you first heard the news that everything was stopping?
Yes, we were sitting on the tarmac. We were sitting on the tarmac on a Virgin flight and we got off.
Oh, you're joking.
It was quite dramatic. So we got the call that the whole gig was cancelled. And because there were so many of us on the plane to go up to Sydney, actually, sitting there at Tullamarine, and we asked the Virgin's hosties, we said, guys, I know this is a bit annoying, but we'd been stopped for a long time for some reason. There was something going on with the plane. And they're like, do you think we can get off? Our gig's being cancelled. Yeah. And they just said, yeah, you guys can get off. So it was quite weird. I was just all filing off one by one going, party's over.
Normally when rock stars get turfed off planes, it's for behaviour, like Liam Gallagher.
Yeah, or doing a Veronica's or something.
You're the first rock star who's actually asked to be removed from a plane. I think that's a fantastic development.
Well, look, we've been asking a lot of musicians we've been speaking with, Ella, at this time at lockdown is probably a good time for songwriting. Have you been doing some of that?
Oh yeah, big time. I've been logging on and plugging in with some friends from Nashville, actually doing a lot of co-write.
Fantastic.
I'm about to do another songwriting course that's coming from Berkeley, so I'm really kind of cracked into action, and I think I've written a whole new solo album.
That's awesome. So you're literally in Violet Town, your hometown?
I am. Yeah, I am. It's, I think, you know, no better place to be in a pandemic because you can't really tell the difference.
If you write anything that requires cowbell, I'm putting my hand up.
Oh, yeah. Very good at it now. It's been practicing. Think,
you're hired, Mick. I'm hired. Love to have you along. Love to
Let's
have you
jam
along.
Sometime. When you started, I have to ask, did you start in a singing in coffee shops? Because Jane did. And I just wanted to understand what your first gigs were.
It was not. That's not quite right, but there were the Black Cat in Brunswick in Victoria was a very groovy place. Remember
love
that?
It still is.
So that's the kind of coffee shop place I think we're thinking.
Can I just tell you, that's pretty weird, Jane, because I actually had this childhood fantasy about growing up to go and sing and play at that. I did not know you played there and that you started there. That was my childhood fantasy. Oh,
wow. It was my fantasy too, and I know I never got there. I wasn't good enough, Ella.
Jane closed it. She closed it.
I never did either because it was just a straight bar by the time I kind of grew up and moved to Melbourne. It wasn't doing music anymore. It's just a nice bar now. But I had this really strong vision of that's what I wanted to do. So we shared that vision, but no, I started off busking at markets. That's where
busking.
I started.
Right, good for you. That's much cooler.
That's busking grungy. I like it. All right, well, good luck tonight. Lately. I can't wait. I'll be watching. I'll be looking. I'll be picking apart
good on
your
Yala.
Background.
We'll look forward to seeing you tonight. Thanks for joining
us. Thanks so much, guys. I'll see you online.
7:30 Eastern Standard Time. The State of Music on YouTube and Facebook. That's Ella Hooper.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You know, I keep one eye eagerly trained on real estate, Jane Kennedy.
You do. And you're very involved in that world.
And something's come up that I... thank you. Something's come up that I might have a real crack at. I might have to fire in a phone bid. Greg Norman's ranch is golf ranch in the middle of... Is it Wyoming? It's nestled into the White River Valley of the Flat Top Mountains.
In Colorado.
Hello. It'll be snowing in the winter. It'll be hunting in the summer. It's a big bastard ranch. 60 mil.
Ooh.
We might have
60 mil?
Might need a GoFundMe page. But I think we've got this. Can you imagine? Now, when I think of great places that I'd like to live in the world, there's a few that come up. Graceland.
Oh, sure.
That'd be one.
Beautiful.
Playboy Mansion.
Oh, yeah.
That's another aspirational place.
Great
estate. Could have bid for that.
Taj Mahal, bit of a fixer-upper. But this has come on the market. Now, how did you saw this and what caught your eye?
Well, I would say it was the taxidermy room, really, is what I was drawn to.
If you don't
this is, it's called the Large Great Room, features wildlife taxidermy, dozens of deer antlers, exposed logwood, and large two-story windows overlooking the Rocky Mountains. There's a ranch theme. I'll tell you what else caught my eye, Mick.
Yeah.
It was the home cinema bar featuring bar stools made out of outback horse saddles.
You had me at hello, Jane. But I'm just telling you, everything is here. You know what I saw when I saw the interior? I thought, I bet you this is exactly the same as the brothel Lamar Odom Million Dollar Man, which was called The Ranch, and it was a bit over the top, and he spent 6 days there before he was wheeled out in a coma.
That's
and I
right.
just went, for all these reasons, Jane, I just feel I at least need to have a look at the floor plan, see when it's open for inspection. You know what he's like? I was thinking, he's like Australia's own Vladimir Putin. You know the
he
way
he is, though. He loves nuding up. That's
he
for
loves
sure.
nuding up, and that river out the front. I'll bet you that's the very river he nuded up in.
I bet you're
there's
right.
There's pictures of him riding a horse, topless.
Yes, he loves
there's
that.
There's so
thing.
Much to like. I could own that and become
Mate,
Australia's Vladimir
there are,
Putin.
I'll tell you what. You can also do. There's snowmobiling and ice skating. They're saying is a
baby.
Feature. Can you imagine ice skating around this joint? And you can also go and hunt and shoot a whole bunch of animals as well.
Of course you
so,
can.
Just sounds fantastic.
And there's also a cinema, a ranch-style cinema, where you can sit and watch every time he choked in a movie. Could you imagine that? Hey. Well, you just be going,
he's
oh,
done all right, hasn't he? He did all right.
Look at
he
Faldo
wasn't
come home
the
like
big
a train.
Choker.
He goes all right. If he's selling a $60 million ranch
I'll tell you
house,
what, I, wonder
I think
if
he's
it
going
was,
okay.
I wonder if it was the spa... Is it this place? That's where he and Chrissy Lloyd, Chrissy Evert, that's
Chrissy
where
Evert.
They, yeah, that's where they, oh, huh. There's revolting pictures of them in a spa when they got married. Can you still believe he married her for a minute?
What are you trying to do? Turn buyers off?
Sorry.
Are you trying to lower the asking price, Jane? For
it's
the...
pretty disgusting. Pretty
anyway, there'll be plenty of guest rooms for you to come and stay.
Thanks so much. I can't wait and sit in a saddle. At the bar?
Yeah. So I prefer the ladies to sit side saddle. Oh, if that's
I meant
okay.
To say that.
All right, I'll put my in a bed. We'll see how we go.
All right.
What's the like, Greg Norman?
Get Eddie Malloy.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It's been a massive week again, and we thank Matty
sure
Dower. He's on the Pots and Pans.
I'm Matty.
Sits in that darkened room in the back of the building and listens
I
to
worry
the show.
About it.
Yeah, we all do. But he cobbles it all together, and on a Friday, we present to you our week
Here
in
we
review.
Go.
We kicked off the week clearing up a rumour circulating around the office.
Dave, true or false, you refused to pay $56 at a fish and chip shop for the family pack.
Yeah, correct.
Is that normal?
$56 for fish and chips?
Dave,
no.
You
what are you living in, the
ass.
1970s? That's Maybe. Only $14 a head.
What is your
What'd you end up doing?
Well, we went across the road and there was a bakery and they had delicious curry
Toast
pies.
Out,
curry pies? Pies?
Yeah, I had
curry
a curry pie. Kids
That's
had sausage
great.
Rolls.
I don't know, maybe for a special night like his anniversary, if he decides not to go to the Indian.
What's your beef with Indian?
And Indian was on Senator Michaela Cash's mind as well.
I love Indian food.
With a curry for the country suggestion at a press conference.
Yeah, a curry for the country. Hey, I'm going to tell the Prime Minister that one.
He's on the phone right now.
Who? Michaela Cash.
Oh, hello, Mick. I laugh when I hear myself back like that. Sorry.
Have you had a curry for the country?
Oh, curry for the country? I've had a Weet-Bix for the weekend, mate. I'm having a burger for Byron, a scooter for the schools and Subway for the suburbs.
Oh, what about a yogurt? Who would you have a yogurt for?
Oh, mate, we are pushing it now. A yogurt for Yarrambat. There you go. I believe that's somewhere in Victoria, isn't it?
Glenn Robbins was concerned he's losing it.
I had an occasion the other day. I thought, I'm ready for the nursing home. We're going to Bunnings. We're walking across the car park. Senna said to me, oh, you've got a leaf in your hair. And so she reaches over. It's not a leaf.
What is it?
It's a piece of cheese. I have no recollection. I don't remember eating cheese. I'm not a cheese lover. I ate it. I did eat it. You know.
We chatted with Kitty Flanagan ahead of her return to Have You Been Paying Attention?
Now, you're going for your first episode of the year. You're a bit rusty. Well, you're a bit clunky. How
Kitty
are you going to go about it?
No, Mick, I was on a couple of weeks
ago.
She was on the first one. Okay, how do you get a second return and I as yet have not got
It's really
year?
Bothering him.
And found out Kitty's not a fan of Zoom meetings.
You spend the entire conversation. And go, oh, sorry, you go.
Oh.
No, sorry, you go.
That's how we do our radio show.
What's your...
It's hard to know who was startled most by this mid-show pant audit of Mick.
You're not doing his radio show in his pyjama pants.
Are you wearing
hey,
those pants
hey,
again?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Oh,
I'm
you've dressed up.
Wearing it today.
I'm wearing jeans. I'm wearing pants.
Show me your jeans.
Don't
no,
take them off.
Don't undo your
I'm
belt.
Looking the other way.
Oh, stop.
I'm not even looking.
And just remember, the camera adds 10 pounds.
Lee Sales joined us as the political war of words broke out between the states.
Queensland. New South Wales border skirmish. I'm calling it the Gaza Strip. Build the wall. What about schoolies week? What about all the kids trying to get in?
I think that you're thinking, Mick, what about the middle-aged men who need to get to the Gold Coast
schoolies
week, aren't you?
Toolies week. Between heads and Coolangatta, it's like East and West Berlin right now.
It's tough.
Jane's relaxed approach to Tuesday's show.
No mini bar, no refreshments. Thank you. We no beer. Excuse me.
What was that?
Oh, jeez.
She's crazy.
Since I had to wear a neck brace, I have to drink drinks with a straw.
And caller Dennis speculating.
Mate, I thought she was pulling a cone.
Oh, mate, get a grip, will ya?
It's a radio, I can't see you.
You don't know.
Dude, I'm a mother of five.
She's made herself a homemade bong.
I would not know how to make a bong if I tried.
Oh,
I wouldn't have a clue.
Ricky Ponting released a new wine.
It's called Ponting.
Yeah, I'm hanging out for Booney. It'll be a tawny port. I'll tell you who's stuffed.
What's that?
Dave Bollinger. Or the Lenny Pasco. I'll wait for the Lenny Pasco.
Oh, what will that be?
Oh, mate, that'll be Pasco.
Wednesday, Rob Thomas announced a special live-streamed garage session for our listeners.
We're so excited. Saturday, 30th of May.
Representing some Matchbox, representing Solo. Looking forward to doing it.
And you're going to do it from your own lounge room, is that right?
Yeah, a lot of people think it's because of the virus, but actually I am just incredibly lazy.
Will you at least get out of bed, Rob?
I will be upright, but I do not promise pants.
Merrick Watts is currently punching out 3,000 push-ups for charity.
I'm doing it for Headspace, challenged by former Collingwood and Swans Premiership player Darren Jolly. There's a whole lot of us on a WhatsApp group. Heaps of them are ex-former footballers. And he said, hey, fellas, let's all get together and do some push-ups. And I went, 100% sign me up, Joles. And then no one else signed up.
Can I just say that topic would never be raised on any of my chat groups. Hey, guys, no. Let's get together and knock out some push-ups. Are you kidding me?
Unless you've got a defibrillator on standby.
One of the country's finest chefs, Ben Shuri, weighed in on Danger's fish and chips controversy.
Is $56 a reasonable
stitched up here.
Price for a family fish and chip pack?
That sounds a bit too cheap, actually, I've got to say.
Thank you. Yeah.
And finally this week, Jane continued to broadcast from home to isolate, recover from her fall, and greet the many couriers arriving with obscure amnesia purchases.
Something's arrived that I must have bought. They are two jellyfish.
Real jellyfish?
If it came in the mail, I'm suggesting it's not real, Dave.
Not real, though.
Don't they?
What you've bought is a fake jellyfish.
It looks sexy.
In a cylinder.
It's an aquarium.
It looks like a little lava lamp.
It's like a lava lamp. I'm just going to put it in the back.
All right, yeah.
Okay, you're off mic, by the way. They're pottering around like a 96-year-old
woman. Doesn't mean your wife is on the air.
I reckon she's got the Rona.
She's got the Rona.
There you go. I just had to put... What did you say about me when I had my
This is a new high watermark in live radio. As a mad woman potters around oblivious to the fact that she's talking to herself
look
as
at
she
you.
Finds a place to put her fake jelly.
What about...
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Well, that's just about it for the week for Kennedy Malloy. Thanks for tuning in, Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Now, Jane, you're on Facebook tonight live and YouTube as well. The State of Music. It is streamed. That's 7:30 Australian Eastern Standard Time.
Co-hosting with the lovely Jane Gazzo.
Love her.
Wow. Love Triple M family.
Yes,
and,
she is.
We have got an amazing lineup. I'm talking to Dave Faulkner from the Hoodoo Gurus.
Awesome.
Good Lord.
We've got the Teskey Brothers. We've got Wolf Mother.
How good.
And, of
course,
you
don't need me for cowbell? Do you need me for cowbell at all?
I don't think your name will come up.
Can I just say something, Jane? And I mean this. I'm going to give you a big compliment. You've come a long way for a girl who started singing in coffee shops.
Listen.
To think
it's not,
now,
and I know what Eddie McGuire meant. He meant the Dylan-esque style of beatnik.
I don't think so.
Shop,
I don't think so.
I'm a pub girl. You know that. I'm a hardcore pub singer. That's
I
the
wine bar. Just perched
wine
in the corner.
Bar?
Like Jim
someone
Gretchen's
starts
sister.
Drinking. Someone, if I'm drinking my wine and someone starts singing, I'm going to go over and unplug the amp.
Jeez, Christ!
Sorry.
All right, well, there you go.
Wine is sacred. You can have a beer and listen to a band, but a wine bar. No.
What about honking onto a bottle of bourbon, Dangerous Dave style? Dave, what's going to be your poison for the weekend?
It's Gentleman Jack, and I had a little sample last night. It's sort of got sort of an oaky sort of taste to it, Jane. It's sort of like
a connoisseur now,
double mellowed, I believe. So
A whiskey sommelier.
I preferred you as a fireball man. To me, you were never better as a person.
A big week next week.
Oh, a massive week on the week.
Yeah, we've got Troy Kinney, we've got Tom Gleisner, and we've got Jock from MasterChef. Hello. Russell Howcroft.
Behave yourself.
Yeah. All right. That'll be next week.
Sounds good,
Malloy.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy.